Give me a K.
K.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an I.
I.
What's that spell?
K-I. Go.
Placer High School football is on the air. Hillman football is being brought to you by Mackey Heating and Air, Robinson Sand and Gravel, Mel's Diner of Auburn, Auburn Trophies, and Homer Insurance. Let's head out to the stadium now for tonight's action on KHI.
And the national anthem has just concluded here at Rio Linda High School via the Rio Linda Marching Band. So as mentioned before we went to the break here, Hillman will elect to kick off to the Knights. So Rio Linda will start on offense. An offense that only scored 13 points against the Lincoln Fighting Zebras in week one. On the contrary to your Hillman, who scored 42 against Casa Roble. So early on, a chance for Rio Linda to potentially establish some momentum. And a Hillman defense looking to play off the rock-solid defensive performance they had against Casa Roble. Numerous turnovers, including two interceptions on the night from Kelly and Platzer. Once again, this kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area in the Greenwood Shopping Center for all your Auburn Trophy needs. The Hillman will be kicking it from the left end zone. The Rio Linda Knights will try to march downfield towards the right. So the Hillman looking to keep on with the good vibes and elect to go to 2-0. We are ready, hands in the air, and the ball is kicked off. We are officially underway from Rio Linda. It's a decent kick that bounces it around the 14-yard line. On the one hop taken by Rio Linda, reversing course, and then the ball is fumbled near the 15. It's picked up by Placer at the 10, and the Hillmen on the opening kickoff have stripped the football and gotten the return on the turnover. It's picked up by Lopez, number 20. So just like that, the Hillmen are on offense to start the game. Alex Lopez recovering the football. They're going to officially mark it at the 12-yard line, so your Hillmen will start with a fresh set of downs inside the Knights 15 to start this game. A huge turnover to start this game for Placer. And we will see the Hillman offense for the first time tonight, a offense that scored 42 points in the season opener against Casa Roble. Ryan Miller, who had multiple touchdown passes. Baylor Kelly, who accounted for 4 touchdowns on the night. So the referees are swatching out footballs, and they do so now, and play can officially begin for the Hillmen as they start this drive from the Rio Linda 12, it looks like. So the Rio Linda 12 is where this game will begin for Placer. Miller under center, drops back, quick drop, and that one is through the hands on the swing route to number 21, Danny Sanchez-Harlow, who broke off a couple of big runs last week. Sanchez-Harlow getting lost in the mix there as far as running options, but he still made his mark on the game. The mixture of Harlow and Kelly and Jones proved to be too much for Casa Roble in that contest, and the running game really set the tone. The Hillmen are looking to do the same here in week two. Going to get a couple of substitutions here. Merrick Azzarello comes in, number 4. He'll be the slot receiver on the far side. Miller. Going to give it to Baylor Kelly. Kelly looking to follow blockers. He lunges forward. Still going as Kelly inside the 5. Still not down, and he's finally wrestled down at the 5. And so a gain of a couple there for Placer. And it will be 3rd down coming up now. So 3rd and goal from the Rio Linda 5. So Baylor Kelly getting his first run of the game. Kelly, 4 touchdowns last week, accumulating over 150 yards on offense. They send him in motion. They go up the middle. Sean Jones gets the toss, bounces it outside, and Sean Jones is close, and they're going to mark him down at the 1. Sean Jones just didn't get over the goal line, they say, and that's going to make it 4th and inches. The ball is officially going to be marked at what looks to be the 2-yard line, so a gain of 3 for Jones, who is known to run the football inside, but he bounced it outside there, and he got a gain of a couple, and now a big call here for Montoya and company on 4th down. Kiefer Abs is going to come in on the far sideline. The clock is running, 10:23 to play. Placer under center. They send Kelly in motion. They're going to give it to Kelly on the end around. He'll walk in for the touchdown. Placer Hillman, give us 6. Baylor Kelly, his 5th total touchdown of the season. And we're only in week 2. And the Hillman lead 6-0, pending the extra point. Baylor Kelly by week 3 may have accumulated over 10 total touchdowns as Kelly gets his first one tonight, 5th one in total on the year. Liam Grant, number 15, in to hold the extra point. And we're going to get a whistle before that extra PAT can be snapped as the refs are counting players to make sure there's legally enough men on the field and not over enough men on the field. And it's kind of hard to tell when you got all these players bunched up. And now Rhea Linda is going to send a man off the field. That is going to be number 18, Marcella Villata, who is off now. They had just one too many. And so the Hillman will look to punch this thing through to make it a 7-0 game. And so Hillman now up 6-0, looking to finally knock down this PAT here. Snap is bobbled, and it is picked up in the backfield, so they won't even get to attempt the PAT as it's a bad snap. Grant unable to hold it, so the Hillman only walk away with 6 on that situation. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your Auburn Trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies in the Greenwich Valley Shopping Center. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy needs. So the Hillman, after the kickoff is fumbled and picked up near the 10-yard line, punch it in about 5 plays later via the Baylor Kelly end around on 4th and goal. And the Hillman, after a botched PAT attempt, leads 6-0. With 10:16 remaining in the first quarter. So now Rhea Linda will get a chance to redo that kickoff to start the game. They're already down 6-0 after the first one did not go according to plan. And the Rio fans trying to get their home team back involved in this game. The Hillman up 6-0. We haven't even played 2 full minutes in regulation just yet. So the Hillman so far in week 2 have scored in a variety of ways. They've forced over 3+ turnovers. And they are looking mighty, mighty fine to start the year as they lead 6-0 from the stripped kickoff return. And now they'll kick it off again, and this one is a low-line drive that bounces at the 20-yard line. It's picked up again as Rhea Linda looking for room, and they are knocked out of bounds near the 25. Making the tackle on that play is number 12, Seth Hurd. So Rhea Linda now will start this drive from their own 25 with 10:07 to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Caden Lockling, the senior quarterback number 8. So Lockling and company, they're going to officially mark this spot for the start of the drive at the 26. 10:04 to play in the first quarter. It has been a tumultuous last couple of years for Rhea Linda. Head coach, interim head coach Ralph Quijada is trying to build something here with this team. Last section championship was around circa 2013 for the Knights. An impressive historic resume when it comes to high school football, but recently it's been a little bit of a downswing in an attempt to rebuild. Shotgun for Rhea Linda. The ball is bobbled, and it is finally corralled by number 12, Shine Atkinson. Atkinson lost it and then got it back, so Rhea Linda was staring at back-to-back turnovers on respective drives, and the Hillmen at this point just pinning their ears back and going for it. Second and 10 now with 9:37 to play as the clock continues to run. So Lachlan and the Knights trying to get some kind of stable ground here. It is now second and 10. Lachlan is going to send a man in motion. That's Acosta to the far side as he looks to do some pre-snap formation adjustments. They're going to hand it off again, and it is once again to number 6. It's Joseph Corey, who is out across the 30-yard line, and it'll be third and a couple coming up here for the Knights. They're going to give him a gain of officially 5 on that play. It's 3rd and 5 now with 8:53 remaining. The ball is now spotted at the Rhea Linda 32. And the Hillman defense did especially well, especially that secondary last week. They were lights out when it came to the passing game. They're going to get their first real taste, no doubt, here on 3rd and 5 of a passing situation from the Knights. Lachlan, he's going to hand it off at the last minute. And coming up for a big tackle on number 12, Atkinson, is a slew of white jerseys. That is going to include number 4, Azzarello, who got banged up last week. And Azzarello making his first tackle tonight. And they're going to stop him just short of that fourth down marker at the Rhea Linda 35. It'll be fourth and short coming up, and it looks like the Knights are going for it here. So a big gutsy call for Quijada and company, looking to move the sticks on fourth and 2 from their own 35. The Knights have to get it to at least the 37-yard line to move the sticks. 7:55 to play in the first quarter, and Quijada did not like what he saw, and he calls timeout. Quijada was screaming and yelling at one of the players down there. It looks like a formation was not in check. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, the Hillmen will look to stop the Knights on fourth and short, leading 6-0 here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Hi, K-High listeners. I'm Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance. So what makes us different? Well, first of all, we live in your community and understand the insurance environment you're dealing with. Whether it's your home or your business, your insurance situation is unique. We have access to an enormous market of top-rated carriers, and we'll find the one that fits your unique situation the best. We want you to experience the service you deserve. Hit a home run and call Homer Insurance today. 916-339-7070. That's 916-339-7070.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. Your Hillmen are having a fourth and 2, and they have stopped them. Ball is fumbled, and it's picked up by the Hillmen. Another fumble, and the Hillmen have recovered it in enemy territory. Maldonado blew up the running play in the backfield, and so the Hillmen will take over now at the Knights 32. So everything going right for your Placer Hillmen. They have forced 2 fumbles now. They've recovered each, one on the first kickoff of the night, and this one on the second drive for Rhea Linda. 7:42 to play, and everything going well for your Placer Hillmen. They now look to make this a double-digit game by getting some more points on the second drive of the game for their respective ball club. And the Hillmen showing you they can score, but they can also take the football away. Under center goes Ryan Miller. Miller going to hand it off to Sean Jones. Jones up the middle, still trucking. He's out across the 25, and he's finally tackled at the Knight 24. So gain of about 8 there for Sean Jones, who did not get any of the press clippings, so to speak, last week, but Jones still proved to be very, very impactful the way he ran the football up inside the numbers. And they used Jones a lot for those ground and pound situations, and they used him there for a gain of 8 on 1st and 10. Second and short now for the Hillmen. Miller in the gun, drops back the pass. Plenty of time, finds Kelly in the flat. Kelly stiff arms one man, still churning his legs. He has the first down and much more as he's tackled far side at the Rhea Linda 15. as the tackle is made by number 9, Imara Bill. So the Hillmen now with a fresh set of downs. They're inside the Rio Linda 20. The ball is officially marked at the night 16. We're under 7 minutes to play in the first quarter, and the Hillmen, in less than five plays, are knocking on the doorstep of Rio Linda. Under center is Miller again. Sends a man in motion. He's going to hand it off to Jones. Jones bounces it out to the outside. Has a block, and Jones will walk in for the touchdown. Placer Hillmen, give him six. Sean Jones punches it in on the outside as he bounced it outside near side, and the Hillmen are up 12-0 just like that. Sean Jones getting his first touchdown of the year, and the Hillmen are up double digits, and we haven't even hit the 5-minute mark in the first quarter. So now Rio Linda will try to, Placer will try to correct the extra PAT on the second one of the game as they botch the snap on the first one. This snap is good, and it skedaddles over the crossbar, takes a wild bump on the middle part, and it goes down the pipe. 13-0 Placer now. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area. You know, when you go get your trophies this year, do not go anywhere but Auburn Trophies. They've got a wide selection of trophies and plaques, and you can get what you need for a great cost at a price that you love. Auburn Trophies in the Greenwich Valley Shopping Center. Auburn Trophies, 13-0 your Hillmen lead after a 15-plus scamper yard run by Sean Jones, number 5. And the Hillmen are beating Rio Linda 13-0 just like that. So many people thought that the Hillmen would potentially have the ability to show that it is not going to be a hangover game, and so far they are doing just that. They lead Rio Linda by 13 with 6:28 to play in the first quarter. Another bounce kick at the 25, and Bell will watch it out of bounds. As we are going to get a whistle here, and the referee thought about throwing the flag for the kick. He's going to put it back in his pocket as the kick did, in fact, sail inside before it bounced out of bounds. And it looks to be they actually are going to advance the ball up the field due to the kick. 13-0 here on K-High Radio. 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis here with you on the call. 6:25 to play. Your Hillmen off two turnovers are 2 for 2, getting the ball into the end zone, and as a result, they lead it 13-0. The first one via Baylor Kelly. The second one via Sean Jones. So the running game tandem of Jones and Kelly working just fine in the early going, and they lead it 13-0. And this is the type of game, I mean, listen, the win against Placer, that was against Casa Roble, very, very impressive. But nonetheless, these are the type of games where you find out what a team is really made of. Are they able to get up after a big game? Is there going to be a hangover? So far, no hangover for the Hillmen. This drive for Rio Linda via the penalty on the kickoff will start at their own 40. Lockling in the gun, one tailback to his left, two wideouts on the far side. Pump fake, Lockling, pressure coming. He is finally sacked at the 30, and taking down Lockling is Kelly, number 11. What can Baylor Kelly not do? He scored a touchdown tonight, and he has his first sack of the season. Baylor Kelly will sack Lockling for a loss of 10, and it'll be second and long coming up, second and 20 to be specific, from the Rio Linda 30. They sent Kelly on an all-out blitz on the right side of the line. Nobody picked him up, and as a result, Lockling was running for his life, and he was not able to outrun the speedster Kelly on that pass rush. We are going to be under 5 minutes once the second and long ends. 5:18 to go here in the first quarter. The Hillmen up 13-0. Shotgun for Rio Linda now. Two wideouts on both sides of the field. Lockling sends a man in motion into the backfield now. He drops back to pass. Bootlegs it out to the right. Pressure coming. That pass is incomplete. Sailing by the head of Angel Acosta, number 7. Third and long coming up for Rio Linda. So for Placer so far, business as usual. The defense, you know, obviously they've looked very impressive so far tonight. But defensively, this might be one of the better defenses the Hillmen have produced on the field in quite some time. It's now third and long with 5:03 to play in the first quarter, and the Hillmen really have not been challenged so far by Rio Linda. Ralph Quijada and company just looking to get something going on offense. So far, they have not moved the ball very well. 5:03 to play in the first. Three wideouts on the near sideline for the Knights. One tailback in the gun. Lockling fields the snap. Pressure coming. Going to go downfield. That ball is intercepted at the 50, and it's Baylor Kelly. Who else? 30, 35, 20, 15, 10. Kelly's going to score. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. Baylor Kelly gets the sack. Baylor Kelly gets the interception. Baylor Kelly scores 50 yards to the house. 19-0 Hillmen, just like that. Baylor Kelly has only had one, maybe two carries, if memory serves me right, so far on offense. He says, don't worry, Coach Montoya. I'll score on defense. No problem. Just fine. Interception, his first one of the year, and it's taken back for a 50-yard touchdown. And everything going right for the Hillmen here, 19-0. You have to wonder if Joey Montoya will call off the Dogs early, because they're already up 20-0 if this PAT goes through in the first quarter. Snap good. That one is blocked. So the Hillmen, very impressive all night so far on the game. But the PATs have given them pause for concern. But other than that, it's business as usual. Your Hillmen lead it off the Kelly interception return for a touchdown. 19-0 here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillmen supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. The Baylor Kelly interception at the 50-yard line returned for a touchdown. Gives your Hillmen a 19-0 lead here in the first quarter against the Rio Linda Knights on the road with 4:46 remaining. So the Hillmen defense has produced two turnovers. The third one was a fumble on the kickoff. Two turnovers for the Hillmen so far on defense. They both have equated to touchdowns on the night. This third drive for Rio Linda will start now at their 28-yard line. And so far for Lockling and company, it has not been a good night, so to speak. They're trying to get something going on offense with 4:42 to play in the game. They're going to hand the ball off now, and the Hillmen have that one scooped out from the beginning, as Lucy, number 13, had the rushing attempt. Tackle is made by number 12, Seth Hurd. Seth Hurd, a very underrated part of this defense, as Hurd is one of those defensive backs where you don't want to give him too much space. He can come up and make the big tackle, but he can also drop back in coverage with great hands and make the interception. They're going to say that Rio Linda got back to the line of scrimmage, so now it is going to be 2nd and 10 coming up. Lockling going to hand it off to Corey, number 6. And Corey is taken down in the backfield as he tried to bounce it out on the far side. And it'll be a loss of 1. 3rd and 11 coming up now for Rio Linda. And Rio Linda right now is just searching for answers. I don't know if they have any for this Placer defense. They're actually going to give him a gain of 3. So 3rd and 7 coming up now from the Rio Linda 30. I don't know if Joey Montoya and company really have broken a sweat so far this season through more than a handful of plays on defense. 3:25 to go here with 3:25 to go, 19-0. Your Hillmen lead it in the first quarter. Lockling in the gun, two wideouts on both the far and the near side. Lockling back to pass. It's a screen play. Pass is caught by Amara Bell, number 9. Bell breaking some tackles, and then he is sandwiched near the 32, and making the tackle on that play is number 11, Baylor Kelly, and William Santa Maria, number 24. So Santa Maria and Kelly getting in there and making a big old sandwich. Fourth down coming up, and Ralph Quijada will not try to go for it like he did last time on fourth down. He'll punt it away with 2:44 remaining from what looks to be his own 33. Kiefer Abs, who made some big catches last week, is back to return it for the Hillmen at their own 40. Line drive, punt. Abs lets it on the one bounce, takes it to 35, breaks one tackle. Abs up the near sideline. He is met at the 50, still going, and it's going to be a helmet-to-helmet penalty. You just can't do that. And the penalty is going to be on number 35 by the looks of it for Rhea Linda. So the helmet-to-helmet contact will move the ball up for the Hillmen as Abs was tackled at the 50 on the Rhea Linda near sideline. And that helmet-to-helmet penalty now will move it up. So from the 50 it goes. And it is going to be, by the looks of it, a 15-yard penalty. Actually, it'll be a 20-yard penalty. So the ball is now deep inside Rhea Linda territory. Looks like they're going to mark it at the night 31 or 32. As the refs are looking to get the exact spot here with 2:22 to go, your Hillmen lead at 19-0. We'll get a quick recap in a minute as Ryan Miller and the Hillmen, who so far are perfect on offense, looking to keep that trend alive, started early. The Hillmen stripping the ball loose for a kickoff fumble recovery inside, deep inside Rhea Linda territory. They finished it off with a Baylor Kelly end-around touchdown. They then got a fourth down and converted it. Stopped Rhea Linda on fourth down. Sean Jones punched it in from the 15. The missed PAT on the first one, followed by the make. Well, that one made it 13-0, and then Baylor Kelly took it in for a 50-yard interception to make it 19-0. The PAT no good. Ball is actually going to be marked now at the Rhea Linda 37 with 2:22 to play. Miller back to pass. Pump fake going to go long. He's got a man wide open. A hurling catch at the 5 is intercepted by Rhea Linda. Pass was intended. The interception is by Crudup. The pass was intended for Azzarello. Miller pump faked it, and Azzarello is hurt at the Rhea Linda 5. He is not getting up. Azzarello down and shaken up, and we're going to take a break here as Rhea Linda with a much-needed interception on the first play of the drive for Placer. We'll take a break here. Hillman still lead at 19-0 with 2:14 remaining in the first quarter. KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 KI.
Welcome back. KI Radio 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Your Hillmen were leading 19-0 and looking to make it a 20-plus point lead as Ryan Miller was picked off on the last play from before he went to break. And Merrick Azzarello got the wind knocked out of him. Hopefully he is okay. He's being tended to on the sideline. So Ryan Miller's first interception of the season. But Rhea Linda is back in their own territory, and they're not going anywhere, as still going is the ball carrier, and the Hillmen have him sandwiched. It looks like it could be a safety, and the ball is officially marked at the one-yard line. Great effort there by Maldonado, the linebacker, number 22. Maldonado chasing down number 6, Joseph Corey, who broke a couple of white jerseys, finally was able to get it in out of the Rhea Linda end zone, which could have been a safety very well if a couple of things had gone the Hillman's way. So Maldonado making the stop, loss, tackle in the backfield for a loss of 3. Second and 13 coming up now for Rhea Linda. And just on defense now, the Hillmen are rock solid. 1:14 to play in the first. They lead by 19. All the pistons are firing for the Hillmen. as Lachlan gets the call. He's going to spread out his wide receivers. Four to the near side, one to the far side. 55 seconds in the first. Lachlan going to try to run it out. He's sacked by Maldonado in the backfield in the end zone, and it's a safety for the Hillman. Maldonado comes up with the sack. The Hillmen get the safety. They lead it 21-0. It was a great play by Maldonado, who got the tackle on the last play before this sack. Lachlan goes down. The Hillmen get 2 points on the board. 21-0, just like that, with 50 seconds to go, and the Hillmen are going to get the football back. And the way this game is headed, it's going to go to a running clock here pretty soon. 21-0, the Hillmen just exerting their power on the Knights. They're up 21-love with under a minute remaining in the first quarter. And if you wanted to see a hangover game or the Hillmen have a letdown game, there will be, by the looks of it, none of that tonight, as your Hillmen are up 21-0 here on a hot August night right before the calendar switches to September. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. If you need a trophy, go to Auburn Trophies for all your plaque and trophy needs. And the Mills Diner. After a game tonight, all you Hillman fans that are listening can go on the road looking for a bite to eat. Don't stop in Sacramento. That's my neck of the woods. Go up to Auburn, Highway 49, Mills Diner. 21-0. And if you were trying to look at what the Mills Diner could offer compared to what your Hillmen have offered so far tonight, it is an appetizer sampler. Interceptions, fumbles, safeties. The Hillmen defense has just been rock solid all night on that side of the field. And as a result, they lead it 21-0. Montano will kick this one away. It's a middle flight kick taken by Abs at the Hillmen 30. Lots of blocking. Abs cuts it inside. Still going out across the 50. Is finally tripped down at the Rio Linda 45. And Kiefer Abs is a guy who was battling a couple of hip problems last week. He landed awkwardly in around the second or third quarter and then hobbled him for the remainder of the game against Hassa Roble. He talked to Joey Montoya. He said, obviously, Parker Kelly is out for the year, but everybody else, injury-wise, is good to go. The ball is officially marked at the Rio Linda 46, so the Hillmen starting in Rio Linda territory once again. They're going to hand it off up the middle. Taking this one is going to be Sanchez. Harlow, who breaks free, and Harlow is gone. 5 touchdown, Placer Hillman. Danny Sanchez, Harlow puts it in. 27-0, Placer with 4 seconds remaining. Danny Sanchez, Harlow with another touchdown on the year, and the Hillman baby get out the sprinklers. They're on fire. 4 seconds to play, and just like that, it takes the Hillman only one play from scrimmage to score and hit pay dirt. It's a 46-yard run for Danny Sanchez Harlow. Another kick, and this one is going to be good. So the Hillman are starting to correct their PAT problems, which is the only thing that's hindered them so far tonight. We're going to go to a break. 4 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Well, actually, you know what? We're gonna stay here for the kickoff. We'll go to break at the end of the first quarter. So 28-0. Your Hillman just like that. So far, the Hillman, in a little less than under 6 quarters of regulated football, have scored a combined 70 points on the season thus far. Impressive would be an understatement for the Hillmen, as they have just seemingly been able to impose their will on Rio Linda all night. The Rio Linda band, much to their credit, still trying to get their ball club in the game, banging on those drums. This is a low line drive kick taken at the 25. It's bobbled, and then finally just sitting under it for Rio Linda is going to be number 88, Joseph Kalanui. 1 second remaining in the first quarter as Rio Linda will start from their own 25. And the Knights so far on offense, it has not been pretty. They've had fumbles. They've had interceptions. And the Hillmen right now It'll be interesting to see what kind of pressure they dial up 28 if the heat will remain on by Joey Montoya. We're going to get a whistle now. And I think they're going to have it be a running clock from here on out. And that will do it for the end of the first quarter with, well, they're going to play the final second here. And then after that, no doubt they'll go to a running clock. Lockling back to pass, going to throw it far side. That one is incomplete, intended for number 7. That's Acosta. That'll do it for the first quarter. Your Hillmen are locked in, and they're up 28-0 on Rio Linda here early on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
At the Roseville Auto Mall, we get it. Everyone's bank account is feeling a bit squeezed these days. Helping you find that ideal vehicle within your budget is what we do every day. You'll be shopping from the largest selection of new and used vehicles in Northern California. Whether you're after a commuter-friendly gas saver, a sleek luxury car, or anything in between, the 17 dealers at the Roseville Auto Mall are ready to tailor-make a deal just for you. Located at I-80 and Eureka, the Roseville Auto Mall is driven to be the best.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
Welcome back. Keith Joganatis here on 950 AM, 104.5 FM, the start of the second quarter. Your Hillmen leading it 28-0 here on KHI Radio as that second down run by Lachlan gets it to a 3rd and 5 coming up here for Rio Linda. You know, we talk about the domination of Placer so far, and tonight it has just been has been just pure domination. The Hillmen now lead at 28-0 with 11:53 remaining in the second quarter as the Rio Linda Knights just looking to get something going here on offense. Lockling in the gun on 3rd and a couple. He's going to hand it off up the middle, and the Hillmen are going to swarm number 3, Crudup. And it's going to be 4th down coming up. De Silva was in there, as well as for your Hillmen, number 74, Wyatt Lamar, the defensive tackle. 4th and 5 now, so they're going to say that Crudup got back to the line of scrimmage. Rio Linda is going to punt this one away as the punt will be fielded by number 19, Montano, the designated kicker for Rio Linda. Kiefer Abs is set back at the Placer 40 to return the football as the Hillmen with 11:19 to go. You'd think, obviously, the game, barring anything crazy, is probably in hand. As Montano is going to punt this one away, he runs up to the line. Abs will let this one drop it around the 43, takes it on the one hop, and a face mask penalty at the 40 surely will be called. And that'll only add to the kickoff return for the Hillmen. Number 6, Joseph Corey, got a face full of face mask there from Kiefer Abs, and they're going to move that ball up there surely, no doubt. But like we were talking about earlier, these are the type of moments now where the Hillmen are going to look to see, okay, what kind of plays can we draw up? How can we correct some stuff? So the ball is now spotted. It's currently spotted at the Placer 40. And they're going to move this one up. And after the face mask, the ball is going to be moved up now at the, what looks to be, and it is, the Rio Linda 47. So the Hillmen now starting this drive again in their own territory. Miller will be in the shotgun. He's going to send Kelly into the slot on the far side. Miller going to give it up the middle to Sean Jones, who has the first down and more, and Jones is out across the Rio Linda 40. He might be a little short by the look of it. If it, at worst, it'll be second and inches, and they are going to give him, well, they're going to give him eight so far, so it'll be second and two coming up now for Jones, who was officially marked down, they say, at the Rio Linda 39. So Sean Jones, Baylor Kelly, Sanchez Harlow, take your pick. Everyone has played a part so far in the running game tonight for the Hillman. 10:25 to play as the Hillman marching down the field once again. Miller in the gun, going to send Kelly in motion the backfield. He's going to give it to Jones, and Jones will cut back inside. Jones still on his feet. Flag is thrown down as Jones crosses the 30 of Rio Linda. As we wait to see what it is. It's going to be a holding on Placer, so that run by Jones is negated. So it'll be second down coming up. And they're going to rule Jones is after the holding. This ball now marked at the Rio Linda 49. So these are the type of plays with the game so far in hand that Placer will look to clean some stuff up now, as it'll be second and 11 coming up now from the Rio Linda 49. Kelly in motion again, and this play is whistled dead before it even begins. Actually, no whistle. Kelly's still going on the end around. Cuts it inside. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Kelly's going to score again. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. For a minute there, it looked like the play was whistled dead. It was not whistled dead. Quijada thought it was whistled dead. It is not. It is a touchdown, and Placer leads it 34-0 on the 49-yard touchdown run from Baylor Kelly. Holy guacamole. 10:01 to play. Kelly now with his third touchdown of the game, two rushing and the one interception return for a touchdown. to play, and Placer so far has fired on all cylinders. Baylor Kelly with his third touchdown on the night. And now the PAT awaits for the Hillman. And this one is not going to go anywhere, and so the Hillman have had some shaky ground here in the kicking game. Whether it's Marcus or Sanchez, the kicking game so far tonight has been a little spotty. So it's 34-0 with 10:01 to play in the second. We go to break. Your Hillman are squarely and firmly in the lead here on KHI Radio 950 AM 104.5 FM.
Wow, 2023 saw home insurance soar out of control, forcing many people to actually contemplate selling their home. Brandon Harris here to say it's not all doom and gloom. At Homer Insurance, you'll talk to real insurance experts that have real solutions. We work with dozens of real estate companies helping their agents solve problems every day. If you think you're paying too much, give us a crack and call Homer Insurance today at 916-339-7070. 916-339-7070.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
And welcome back. Your Hillman lead at 34-0 here on KHI Radio with 10:01 to play in the second quarter after the 49-yard touchdown run from Baylor Kelly. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. And this kickoff is officially whistled dead before it can even begin. So the Hillman, so far, so good, as they have shown everybody the ability to respond after a big win, to not let a letdown happen. They're going to re-kick this kick now. The Hillman so far tonight have not been as clean as maybe Joey Montoya, no doubt, would like to be in the kicking game. They're going to kick this one again. For all you golfers out there, you would call that a mulligan. 10:01 to play. The Hillman in solid control with 10:01 to go. Rio Linda just trying to find their way back. They have been trying to rebuild for some time now. And the Hillmen, well, they're building towards the end of the season, no doubt. But a lot of football left to play before we get to that. This kick is going to be returned at the Rio Linda 25. And a great open field tackle as the Hillmen get right to the beat and knock down the ball carrier. And that was going to be number 22, Anthony Ward. As in on that stop for your Hillman was number 22, Maldonado, who had the sack for the safety. There was also William Santamaria, the linebacker, number 24. Seth Hurd was in there somewhere. Beveridge Harrison, number 13 as well. This drive for Rio Linda starts at their own 30 with 9:52 to play. The Hillmen up 30. We're getting close to a running clock as Rio Linda has switched quarterbacks. As coming in now for Rio Linda is number 17, C.J. Cook, the 5'8 junior. His first pass incomplete to Atkinson, number 12. Second down coming up. So Ralph Quijada, this is going to be interesting because Rio Linda is trying to find out what they have and what they don't have. And so switching quarterbacks now will allow them to see who they have coming up and what arsenal. So Atkinson had the last pass. It looks like Lockling is back in the game on 2nd and 10. And Lockling is sacked. Ball is on the loose. It's picked up by Da Silva. And Ivan Da Silva has the sack recovery at the Rio Linda 15. Big bad Ivan Da Silva, his second sack on the year. So the Hillman, you'd have to think Joey Montoya is trying to call the dogs off somewhat, but it's hard. Everyone's fresh. Everyone's ready to play, and Rio Linda keeps coughing up the football for Placer. This drive starts at the Rio Linda 15 with 9:30 to play. Running clock has officially begun. Ryan Miller in the gun, flanked by Sean Jones on the left. He's going to give it to Sean Jones. Sean Jones bounced it out to the left side. He's tackled and a flag on the play. And we're going to get another holding call by Placer on offense. So back-to-back drives where the Hillmen get at least one holding call. So Jones was tackled at the 15. And the ball is now going to be placed at the 25. Running clock is going on. We're going to be under 9 minutes here in the third quarter. A dominating display by Placer, aside from some ticky-tacky penalties, as well as some faults and some mess-ups in the kicking game. Ryan Miller under center. He's going to give it off with the ball is going to be number 7, Erickson, as Erickson is tackled. Second and long on that play by Erickson. It's now going to be 2nd and 19, excuse me. So first and long turns into 2nd and long. So they're going to officially make it a gain of about 2. 2nd and 18 coming up now as Placer has it at the Rio Linda 23. Under center goes Miller again. Miller keeps it himself. It's actually going to be a running play. Miller gave it up, and inside the 15 is going to be Sanchez Harlow. Excuse me, that's number 20, Alex Lopez. So Placer now looking to move the sticks. They've got to get up to about the 6-yard line. So Montoya is starting to empty the cupboard here and put in some of the reserves that usually don't get a lot of playing time. Ryan Miller, number 6, is still a quarterback. 7:52 to play in the second quarter. As Miller goes under center, Santamaria in at running back. Miller back to pass, play action. He's got time, dumps it off in the flat to Erickson. Erickson trucks a man inside. He's almost in for a touchdown, and he's out at the 1-yard line on the far side. Big play there for Jaden Erickson, the senior number 7. He's usually a running back or a safety. Placer moves the sticks. It's first and goal now from the Rio Linda 1. .738 to play now as Montoya taking his time. The only reason the clock has stopped is because he went out of bounds. They're going to go up the middle. Erickson will punch it in. Touchdown. Placer, Hillman, give them 6. And it's 40-0. Placer, just like that, with 7:35 remaining in the first half. So the Placer offense so far firing on all cylinders. It is now 40-0. The Hillman, one of the five best teams in the area the way this thing has gone down tonight, flexing their muscles and scoring at will on the Rio Linda Knights. Snap good on the PAT, and this one is good. So the Hillman, they're up, they're down. But this one is right through the uprights. It's 41-0 Hillman on KI Radio 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Hi, Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance, and inflation has never been so real. What better way to put money back in your pocket than saving money on insurance? Don't let another season pass without checking on your rates. Bonds, general liability, and workman's comp are just a few of the products we offer, and the savings can be staggering. Give us a crack and hit a home run with Homer Insurance. Call 916-339-7070 right now and find out how much you can save. That's 916-339-7070.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. Your Hillman officially up 41-0 here with 7:28 to play in the first half against Rio Linda here on K-High Radio 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis on the call tonight as Rio Linda is just looking to see what they have. They have substituted in quarterback C.J. Cook, the junior, has overtaken Lockling, the senior. So Cook, number 17, in the gun here. They start this drive from their own 30. He's going to throw it. That pass is knocked down at the Rio Linda 40, and getting the deflection on that one is Seth Hurd, number 12, for the Hillman. So the Hillman, here on second down, as that play is a gain of about a couple there for Jare Ligian, number 26. 7:03 to play here. Third and long coming up now for what looks to be Rio Linda. So Rio Linda showing their muscle on this play. Trying to show their muscle. Down 41-0. .639 to play. Third and long here. As back to pass. Going long is Rio Linda from the 50. And that pass is caught at the 49 by Imara Bell, the wide receiver. So there go the Knights as they get a first down as C.J. Cook dropped back the pass. And a gain of about 20 there for Rio Linda. So the Hillman caught off guard a little bit by the junior's arm. And they move the sticks here to around the Hillman, well, actually the Rio Linda, 47-yard line.
Let's go, Rio! Let's go, Rio! Let's go, Rio!
So now Rhea Linda moving the ball. First and 10, Cook down the field. That pass is knocked down. Incomplete. As making the deflection was Cole Keim, number 8, the linebacker. So the Knights down a bunch, but still fighting here with 6:17 to play in the first half. And now second down coming up. So now C.J. Cook, who is thrown into the game. Lockling started the game. Cook now in to see what they have at quarterback. Cook in the shotgun now, one tailback on his left. He drops back to pass. Pressure's coming. He fires over the middle. Pass is caught out around the Hillman 48. And it looks like Lockling, the quarterback, caught the football. We're going to get a flag on the play, though, so we'll wait to see what it is. And it looks to be a chop block by Rhea Linda, and so that pass completion is negated. .556 to play here in the first half. As the refs now will look to mark off the penalty yardage. The Hillman so far, you can point to a couple of things as to what's been their bread and butter and has made them a juggernaut so far in this season. The defense has been fantastic. Ball is spotted at the Rhea Linda 37. Third and 20 coming up. And it'll actually make it second and long, so second and 20 now from the Rhea Linda 37. Cook in the gun. Two wideouts to his near side, two to the far side, one tailback. He drops back to pass, looking over the middle. Pass is floated. It is complete at the 40-yard line of Placer as catching that football as Lockling. It was a perfect pass from Cook. He threaded it right in the middle of the two safeties, number 24, or actually Santa Maria was the linebacker in coverage, and Lopez, the other safety, number 20. So a big play there for Rhea Linda, and they're in Placer territory. Cook back to pass again. Over the middle, pass is caught. Breaking free is number 22 for Rhea Linda. That's going to be Anthony Ward. And so for the first time tonight, Rhea Linda is inside Placer territory. And the ball officially marked at the Hillman 19. 5:28 to play in the first, so by far, Rhea Linda's best drive of the night. They're wasting no time. They get up to the line. Cook and the shotgun. Back to pass. Has time over the middle. It's intercepted! And Placer with a flag on the play has the ball. Making the interception is Keim, number 8. And Cook took a shot at the end of that play. So a double whammy, insult to injury. Flag is going to be on Rhea Linda. So Placer takes over. Another interception for Placer. That now makes it 3+ turnovers on the night. So the Rhea Linda Knights' best offensive drive ends just like that, like a firework shooting out of the sky. Keim with the interception. So now Kelly and Keim have interceptions on the night for the Hillman. They're going to give it to Erickson on the sweep. Erickson breaking tackles. He's going to be tackled in the backfield for what looks to be a loss. .448 to play here in the first half. It's going to be a loss of about one there for Erickson. Second and 11 coming up. So Placer, even when Rhea Linda has something going for him, they are able to just shut that down immediately. 4:32 remaining in the first half. They go up the middle. And breaking free is Sanchez Harlow, who gets a gain of about three or four. It'll be third and long coming up now for the Hillmen. They've got to get to about their own 34 to move the sticks. A new quarterback for the Hillmen in right now, as number 15, Liam Grant, has taken over, and Grant falls down. Going to get a false start here before that play even starts, so they'll redo third down. So third and five now becomes third and 10. So now third and 10 coming up for Placer. And Placer really has done a good job tonight of just every time they've seemingly have had a hiccup, if you can call it that, they have been able to bounce back and respond. And they have responded in a big way tonight after a big win against Casa Roble. 41-0 here in the first half. Third and long. Grant back to pass. Pressure coming. He throws it up for grabs, and it's almost intercepted. Pass was intended for Erickson on the pass to the near sideline, and making the big defensive play was Kevin Parra, number 15, the defensive back. So Placer, for the first time tonight, will actually punt the football. I can't believe I'm actually saying those words. But yes, Placer is going to punt the football coming up. So a three and out is finally forced by Rio Linda at the 3:50 mark of the first half. Bell and Atkinson back to return the punt return. So Hillman getting the punt away. It's a low one. It's barely going to cross midfield. And it looks like that Rio Linda will just let it drop. So the Hillmen up 41-0 with 3:40 to play here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. We will go to break with these messages.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back, and just as we went to break, an interception by number 20, Alex Lopez. So just like that, your Hillmen have created another turnover with 3:34 to play as Lopez makes the interception at the Hillmen 35. They go up the middle to Erickson. Erickson out across the Hillmen 40. And a gain of five and more, as Erickson will be officially marked down by the looks of it at the Hillmen 43. Actually at the 42, so the Hillmen 42. So a gain of eight there for Erickson, as it's going to be second and two coming up now. The Hillmen have to get to what looks to be their own 45, so second and three if you want to get technical. 3:03 to play. The Hillmen in control. They're starting to play their reserves now. Grant going to hand it off to Erickson on the jet sweep. Erickson stiff arms one man, but he's wrestled down for a loss of what looks to be about three at the Hillman 40. 2:45 to play. Clock continuing to run, and the Hillman will be in no rush to get any more plays off. A lot of time left until we hit that first half marker, but the Hillman with 2:25 to play in total control. 41-0 Hillman with 2:17 to play in the first half. Grant drops back the pass. Pass is caught and then knocked out at the Hillman 45. They're going to call it a live ball, and Rio Linda has it, and they've returned the fumble to the Hillman 25, and now we've got a flag. Fumble recovered by Acosta. The pass was caught by Seth Hurd, number 12. Acosta stripped it, and now we've got a flag on the play. And the flag looks to be unsportsmanlike conduct, as Rio Linda celebrated that fumble a little too prematurely and had a couple of people on that sideline jumping up and down and might have been on the field a little too early. And as a result, the ball goes from the Hillman 25 to the Hillman 41-yard line. So 16 yards lost just like that by Rio Linda. But nonetheless, the second turnover of the night for Placer, as Grant and company manning the second team offense. And now Rio Linda starting to get some running going, as on first down they're going to hand it off. Breaking tackles is Corey. Corey down the sideline, 10-5, and he's finally knocked out of bounds. So Rio Linda with their best chance to score now, as they are inside the 10-yard line of the Hillman. And Rio Linda trying to finally get that O off the board. They're going to officially mark Corey out at the 7-yard line. So Rio Linda finally looking to put some points on the board here. They take Cook out. They put Lockling, number 8, the quarterback, back in. Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. The first half. The clock has officially stopped. Rio Linda in the gun. Now they're going to bring Cook back at quarterback and put Lockling out far side at wide receiver. One tailback. They hand it off the middle to Corey. Corey is stopped dead in his tracks at the 5-yard line by three white jerseys. And making the tackle is going to be number 56, Trujillo Vera, the defensive tackle. So second and goal coming up now for Rio Linda from the Hillman 7-yard line. They're back at the line of scrimmage. Rio Linda just looking to get some points on the board here. Takes some momentum in them with them into halftime. We're going to be under a minute finally in the first half. Feels like this first half has gone on forever. Rio Linda in the shotgun. They've got an offensive lineman in the backfield, Mosby. They're going to hand it off to Mosby up the middle. Mosby still going, and Mosby is down at what looks to be the 2-yard line. They bring the big fella in, Malachi Mosby, number 24. Mosby officially on the roster, listed at 5'5", 295 pounds. And oh my, that is a big boy, ladies and gentlemen. And he ran for all five of those yards and made Placer earn that tackle. Third and goal coming up with 30 seconds remaining in the first half. Rio Linda looking to hurry to the line here. Quijada going to call timeout. That'll be Rio Linda's first timeout of the first half. We're going to go to break real quick. Rio Linda at the Placer 3-yard line looking to put points on the board. The Hillman lead at 41-0 here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Thank you.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K-High.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at K-High Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back, and just like that, coming out of break, Rio Linda has finally had some points on the board. They take it in for a touchdown. It is Crudup number 3, and so the Hillmen give up their first points of the night with 21 seconds remaining in the first half. So Rio Linda getting that 6 points. They've cut the lead to 35 now, pending the extra PAT. And some debris flying on the field here as they need blockers to block the PAT here, or guard the PAT, I should say, as Rio Linda knocks it through. 41-7 Placer now, but nonetheless for Rio Linda, a team, a program rebuilding. You love to see them build towards something and get some points on the board finally. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Grass Valley Auto Mall, the Greenwich Valley Shopping Mall. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy and plaque needs. Auburn Trophies. So 21 seconds remaining in the first half. The Hillmen lead it by 34 in the driver's seat. And more than likely, Joey Montoya, once they get this kickoff, will run out the clock and head into halftime with the 30-plus point lead. As the tee falls off the ball here, 21 seconds remaining. The Hillmen lead it by 34 points. It's been a defensive juggernaut so far for the Hillmen. The kick just flies it right back to the 10-yard line. It's picked up by the Hillmen out across the 20. 25 is Abs. 30. Abs still going. Has daylight. 40. And he is finally knocked out of bounds near the Hillmen 42. And Abs took a big shot there, but he got right back up as Abs is officially marked out at the Hillmen 44. So a great return by Kiefer Abs of 30-plus yards with 13 seconds to go. And Joey Montoya, who has the second stringer still in, he will no doubt run out the clock here. Ball at the Hillmen 44, and Grant under center, and Grant will run it up the middle to Erickson. Erickson across the 50. Erickson bounces it out to the far side. Erickson still going, and he's finally wrestled down at around the Rio Linda 42. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Clock has stopped, and now the 3 seconds will finally run out. That'll do it. The first half in the books. Your Hillmen up 34 points in the driver's seat. We will be back for the halftime show here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM here on KI.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillmen Football on KI.
The Native community is big for me. makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A dog? I'm not. I was born for a purpose. To bring you hope. To guide you out of darkness. To stand by you as you rediscover life. When past battles cloud your mind, I push them away. You tell me I'm your hero, just as you are mine. You hold me when you're afraid, whisper that I saved you. With me by your side, no challenge is too great, no night too dark. I'm your guide, your companion, your friend, your light. A dog? I'm not. With me, you see the world again.
Discover hope at Dogs, Inc. Visit us at dogsinc.org to learn more.
Hi, K-High listeners. I'm Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance. So what makes us different? Well, first of all, we live in your community and understand the insurance environment you're dealing with. Whether it's your home or your business, your insurance situation is unique. We have access to an enormous market of top-rated carriers, and we'll find the one that fits your unique situation the best. We want you to experience the service you deserve. Hit a home run and call Homer Insurance today. 916-339-7070. That's 916-339-7070.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave.
That's my son Jared, but the world knew him as recording artist Juice WRLD. He released 4 studio albums, 9 EPs, 2 mixtapes, 35 singles, and is one of the most streamed artists ever. What the world didn't fully understand was the depth of his struggle with addiction and mental health. At the height of his fame, we lost him to an accidental drug overdose.
I have these lucid.
I'm Carmela Wallace. I started Live Free 999 to remove the stigma and normalize conversations around mental health and substance abuse. I want to ensure that no other parent or loved one faces what I've faced.
Go to livefree999.org to find resources and learn more. If you or someone you know need urgent support, text LF999 to 741741.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
At the Roseville Auto Mall, we get it. Everyone's bank account is feeling a bit squeezed these days. Helping you find that ideal vehicle within your budget is what we do every day. You'll be shopping from the largest selection of new and used vehicles in Northern California. Whether you're after a commuter-friendly gas saver, a sleek luxury car, or anything in between, the 17 dealers at the Roseville Auto Mall are ready to tailor-make a deal just for you. Located at I-80 and Eureka, the Roseville Auto Mall is driven to be the best.
Of the many memorable moments during the Republican National Convention last month was seeing so many people holding up signs saying, "Mass deportation now." While that may sound like a good idea to some, it's really a very stupid one that would lead to widespread economic collapse. Just think what removing millions of people from the workforce would do to tax revenues and Social Security payments. If you're collecting a check now, it would have to shrink drastically, and the system would go bankrupt years sooner than currently predicted. That's just one negative impact. A recent article from the Deseret News, from Utah, hardly a bastion of liberalism, is headlined, quote, "Immigrants strengthen the American economy. The research is clear," end quote. So, if that research is clear, and folks, it is, why is one major party demonizing the very people helping to make our post-COVID economy the strongest in the world? Scapegoating, the weapon used by every demagogue. Find an outgroup and blame your problems on those people, so you don't have to look in the mirror and take responsibility for your own contribution to your problems. I'm Dr. Dave Davidson Mateau with the Mental Health Minute, a public service of Sierra Hills Individual and Family Therapy in Auburn. One of the efforts we currently see from both of the major political parties, and some of the smaller ones as well, is attempts to position themselves as the defender of the little guy, the average Joe, the blue-collar worker. A deeper look at the history of both parties over the past 150 years shows that they have flip-flopped more than once. The rise of the Republicans in the post-Civil War era was an attempt to block efforts by the Democrats of that time to install the wealthy former slave owners of the South as guardians of the country. 70 years later, in the aftermath of the Great Depression, Franklin Roosevelt, the Democrat, was the one to rescue the working class, with such things as the creation of the Social Security Act, to name just one. Today, we've seen half a century of Republican attempts to argue that trickle-down economics benefits everyone. But the facts prove otherwise. For example, 40 years ago, the ratio of CEO to average worker pay was roughly 40 to 1. In 2020, it was 351 to 1. So much for that wealth trickling down. And if you continue to believe that, I've got a bridge for sale. I'm Dr. Dave Davidson Mateau with the Mental Health Minute, a public service of Sierra Hills Individual and Family Therapy in Auburn.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on KHI.
Wow, 2023 saw home insurance soar out of control, forcing many people to actually contemplate selling their home. Brandon Harris here to say it's not all doom and gloom. At Homer Insurance, you'll talk to real insurance experts that have real solutions. We work with dozens of real estate companies helping their agents solve problems every day. If you think you're paying too much, give us a crack and call Homer Insurance today at 916-339-7070. 916-339-7070.
Now that President Biden has withdrawn from the race and thrown his support behind his vice president, the dynamics have changed dramatically. While previously the focus of attention was on the cognitive ability of an aging president, now the old man in the race is the former president, and some are beginning to question his mental acuity. But as I noted previously, given the implications of the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity, there are other factors which, in my opinion, are currently being overlooked, but are at least as, if not actually more important than cognitive ability, namely the capacity for empathy. As Dr. Baron Cohen points out in his book, The Science of Evil, the lack of this capacity leads to cruelty, narcissism, and harm to others. One hallmark of one so afflicted is the belief that they are special. The normal rules of society don't apply to them. So lies, manipulation, and a focus on themselves at the expense of all others dominate. That kind of sounds familiar, don't you think? But don't take my word for it. Many others in the mental health community share my concern. I'm Dr. Dave David Simoteau with the Mental Health Minute, a public service of Sierra Hills Individual and Family Therapy in Auburn.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food in a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
This is Hollywood. Matthias Pohn Valley. Marvel Studios offers Deadpool and Wolverine, directed by Sean Levy, with some great comedic writing from Ryan Reynolds, who is consistently funny as Deadpool since he's been playing the role of the comic book character. Hugh Jackman reprises his role as Wolverine, who, though he was killed off in an earlier movie, appears again due to the fact that he's simply plucked from an alternate universe where he was still living, a most convenient device used by Marvel to reintroduce popular characters. Overall, this is exactly what you'd expect, although I found it exceedingly violent and unnecessarily bloody. There are a host of cameos of past stars from other Marvel storylines, but I'll not reveal them here to leave their surprise appearance for you to discover on the screen of your local theater. Specific to this film are the players Emma Corrin, who commands your attention with her screen presence as Cassandra Nova, Matthew McFadden as the evil-minded Mr. Paradox, John Favreau, and others. Deadpool and Wolverine will no doubt be fun for fans, and the jokes are quite funny, but it may not be remembered as one of the best examples of the genre. Follow me on Facebook at Matthias Bohn Bell's Hollywood or mabhollywood.com. This is your pal, Matthias Bohn Bell, bidding you a fond farewell.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
Our American news media is often very myopic, focusing on what's happening here and not paying much attention to the rest of the world. So many may not be aware of what's been happening in the UK in the wake of the terrible stabbing incident at the children's dance class in Southport. Riots erupted in the streets, fed by, you might have guessed it, false statements made online blaming immigrants for the attack. In the aftermath, mosques were desecrated, hotels housing immigrants were threatened with being burned down, and many in these crowds adorned themselves with Christian symbols. In response to this, the head of the Church of England, Archbishop Justin Welby, issued a statement saying the riots had been, quote, detonated by lies and fueled by deliberate misinformation, which had flourished in fertile ground cultivated by years of rhetoric from some of our press and politicians. He continued, let me say clearly now to Christians that they should not be associated with any far-right group, because those groups are unchristian. Let me say clearly now to other faiths, especially Muslims, that we denounce people misusing such imagery as fundamentally anti-Christian. I can think of some on this side of the pond who could stand to hear his message. I'm Dr. Dave David Simoteau with the Mental Health Minute, a public service of Sierra Hills Individual and Family Therapy in Auburn.
At the Roseville Auto Mall, we get it. Everyone's bank account is feeling a bit squeezed these days. Helping you find that ideal vehicle within your budget is what we do every day. You'll be shopping from the largest selection of new and used vehicles in Northern California. Whether you're after a commuter-friendly gas saver, a sleek luxury car, or anything in between, the 17 dealers at the Roseville Auto Mall are ready to tailor-make a deal just for you. Located at I-80 and Eureka, the Roseville Auto Mall is driven to be the best.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K.
Every day, we fight to preserve magnificent places and wildlife. We are Earth Justice, a national legal nonprofit fighting for your right to a healthy environment. Every day, we fight to advance clean energy. We are Earth Justice, 135-plus lawyers representing clients free of charge. Every day, we fight to combat climate change. We're Earth Justice, and we're here because, now more than ever, the Earth needs a good lawyer. Earth Justice uses the power of law to ensure our planet and its inhabitants have a future. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. And we win almost every time. Because when we win, the air and water are cleaner, food systems are safer, and public lands are preserved. And we win because these are fights we cannot lose. Want to join us in this fight? The time is now. Go to earthjustice.org today. That's earthjustice.org.
You look nice. How was work?
Well, it was fourth period, civics.
The kids were giving me the third degree. Was a UFO seen hovering over Washington, D.C.? Was a fisherman attacked by a 320-pound shrimp? They'd been bitten by the fake news bug, all right? And it was holding on like a driver's ed student to a steering wheel. How was I gonna get a bunch of wide-eyed kids to wise up about what they see on the internet? Then it hit me, like a dodgeball on field day. The name of the game was News Snoops. Each student got an article and 2 minutes to decide if it was credible or a fake. They were able to use fact-checking sites to get the cold, hard truth. Now the little hotshots are even teaching their gullible grannies a thing or two about phony news. But how was your day?
Pretty good. I got a new title today. Office Birthday Party Planner.
Oh, fun.
Teachers just have better work stories. If you want a creative, collaborative job worth talking about, head to teach.org. Brought to you by teach.org.
Runners, to your mark. Set.
Some may see a sprinter. At the NFHS, we see a future leader already off to the races. Some may see a volleyball player. At the NFHS, we see a spike in confidence that will help her achieve her potential. What else do we see? Musicians learning to march to their own beat. We're the NFHS, the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and activities in America, helping today's teenagers develop the skills they need to become tomorrow's leaders. And we see it happening in communities across California every single day. Learn more about the NFHS commitment to youth at nfhs.org. This message presented by the NFHS, the National Federation of State High School Associations.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. Halftime has concluded here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, as the Hillmen have taken the opening kick, and Sanchez Harlow is out across the 40-yard line. So 11:53 to play. The Hillmen lead by 34 points after a 41-point first half that saw the Hillmen convert on numerous turnovers from the Real Linda Knights. As the Hillmen now will start this drive as the ball is put at what looks to be, and it is, the Rio Linda 42-yard line. 11:53 to play here in the second half. The Hillmen have emptied all of their starters by the looks of it, as Liam Grant is at quarterback. He will scramble, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage. He is sacked in the backfield for a loss of a couple. Second and long now coming up for the Hillmen, and offensively the Hillmen have been lights out so far. It'll be interesting to see if we go to a running clock. $11.27 to play. ball is at the Hillman 40-yard line. Hillman are under center here in the wing tee on second and long as Grant hands it off. This is Jaden Erickson who's out across the 45, and Erickson is tackled near the Placer 47. So a gain of a couple there for Erickson. Third down coming up now for Placer. 10:54 to play. Ball is on the Hillman 47-yard line. They've got to get to the Rio Linda 48 to move the chains. It's going to be interesting to see how this second-string offense looks under Liam Grant, the junior. Grant, who no doubt will be given the keys to the offense once Ryan Miller graduates this year, so he's getting in some much-needed reps for the future. Grant hands it off on the swing pass to Lopez. Lopez out across the 40, still going 35, and Lopez has the first down and then some, and the Hillmen have a fresh new set of downs in Rio Linda territory at their own 34. 10:18 to play as the clock has stopped here on first down. Now it continues to roll. Many in the crowd wondering if a running clock is going to be put in play. 10:09 to go. Hillman, fresh new set of downs from the Rio Linda 34. Offensively, they have been rock solid and continue to rack up the yardage. Over 250-plus yards now of total offense. Grant under center, going to hand it off. Taking this carry is going to be Charles Serenbitz, number 25. Serenbitz gets about one or two there. Second and long coming up now for Placer. Serenbitz checks out of the game. Now Santa Maria, the running back, number 24, comes in. Joey Montoya just trying to empty the cabinet here. I think this is safe to say the last we've seen of Ryan Miller tonight as Grant goes under center. Up the middle, Santa Maria still going, 20, stiff arms, one man, 15, 10, Santa Maria knocked out of bounds, far sideline near the Rio Linda 8. And the Hillmen are inside the Knights 10-yard line looking to put another touchdown up on the board. Grant under center, goes up the middle, and a big shot is taken by Erickson, the ball carrier. Erickson still moving his feet. He's across the five-yard line, so Erickson took a big shot on first down, but he still kept trucking along. 8:35 to go here in the third. The Hillman looking to put another touchdown up on the board. Ball is at the real end of five now, officially. Been a great offensive display for the Hillmen tonight. Minus one interception and one fumble. Grant goes up the middle. Santa Maria will punch it in for the touchdown. Placer Hillman and give them six. The Hillmen take a 40-point lead once again on the run up the gut from Santa Maria. Forty-seven to seven here in the third quarter for the Hillmen. And they continue to put the points on the board. Extra PAT is good. The Hillmen lead it 40 by 41. They now lead 48-7. To 8:07 to play. This kickoff will be brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the shopping center there. Plaques and awards at your disposal at a great price. Auburn Trophies, 48-7. Hillmen lead by 41. Still Still no running clock as the Hillmen continue to pile on the points, the lead back to 41. Rio Linda had 7 points before the first half ended, their first of the game and only points of the game so far. This kick is a doozy. It's taken at the 20-yard line by Rio Linda as the kick return will be upended at what looks to be the Knight 35. The whistle finally comes in as the play is blown dead with 7:58 remaining in the third quarter. So the Hillmen, barring anything crazy, will go to 2-0 on the year as Rio Linda's drive will start from their own 35. And you look at the schedule ahead for the Hillmen, and obviously this was the kind of game that they wanted to get a tune-up for what's to come in the next couple of games as Cook is in the gun here on first and 10. He's going to hand it off, bouncing it to the outside is going to be Lygian. Lygian is cut down at the Rio Linda Knight 40-yard line. Gain of about 5 on that run. So, looking at the schedule, 2-0 after the victory at home against Casa Roble. Then you've got Rio Linda, who they've handled pretty well tonight. And then they'll go to Del Oro on the 6th at 7 p.m. And that will be a game that many people will look forward to seeing across the area. Second and 5, the Knights hand it off. First down and more. Out across the 50 is going to be Corey. Corey breaking it inside, and Corey is finally whistled down at the Placer 30, and a couple of flags are on the play. We'll wait to see what those are. So we'll wait to see what the flags are on the field. Big run there by number 6, Joseph Corey, who crossed midfield, and he's into Placer territory. The refs still congregating to see who these flags are on. And we'll wait and see with the rest of the crowd. And it looks to be a flag on Placer. Could have been a face mask. Ball now spotted at the Hillmen 28. The ref's now signaling for a running clock. So the clock will now run throughout the game. 7:12 to play here in the third quarter. Cook in the shotgun, 2 running backs in the backfield. Lygian has it, cuts it back inside the numbers, and he's finally tackled. Now finally tackled. He had a little bit more room as he gets to the 25 for a gain of about 5 on that run. The ball came out. The Hillmen say they have it. They're going to whistle it dead as recovering that football on the play was a couple of guys there on the field that looked to have it, but it looks like Purdue, the defensive back, came out of the pile with the ball. So Liggins is knocked down to the 25. Second and 5 coming up now with 6:23 to play in the third. Cook hands it off. Another running play. Bouncing it out to the outside is going to be Jesse Lussey. And Lussey is knocked down around the 22-yard line. So as the game has gone on, Rio Linda's offense has started to find its momentum, albeit a little too late, but nonetheless, you'd rather see something than nothing through all four quarters. It'll be 3rd and 4 coming up now from the Hillmen 22. Rio Linda will have to get to the Hillmen 19 or 18 to move the sticks. Under 6 minutes to play in the third. Now Rio Linda will switch the formation. 2 wideouts on both sides of the field. Cook in the gun back to pass, has time, zips it over the middle, and it's off the hands of number 8, Caden Lockling, who started the game at quarterback. So fourth down coming up now, and a running clock is officially in play as the Hillmen are up 41. Rhea Linda will go for it here on fourth and a couple. They'll be in the shotgun formation again, Liggy into the backfield as the lone tailback. Back to pass. Cook has time. Fires it far side. Pass is incomplete. Once again off the hands of Lockling, number 8. And the Hillmen will take over on downs with under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. So as mentioned, Placer, they're going to go to Del Oro after this. That's going to be a big game, 7 p.m. on the 6th of September. They're back home for Antelope, then back on the road against Del Campo. And then on September 27th, they're home against Roseville. They go to Nevada Union on October 4th. So those are the foreseeable future games for the Hillmen, and you'd have to think if they play the way they're capable of playing, that they have been playing, the way they have played the last two games, no doubt they'll be the favorites going into both of those contests. Joey Montoya is going to take his time here. We're under 4 minutes to play in the third by the time Grant and company break the line of scrimmage. End around goes nowhere for a loss of about 3 or 4. Second and long coming up now. And, you know, the Hillmen, it's good to win by 40 or more. But at the same time, you have to think these are the type of teams and games. When you play these type of teams that when you're up 40 points, you say, okay, what do we have on offense? What are we working towards? Who else can we rely upon? I mean, obviously, Kelly's great. Obviously, Sean Jones is amazing. Sanchez, Harlow, Miller played another great game tonight, albeit a little 50-50 interception that could have gone either way between the defensive back and Azzarello. But no doubt, you want to find other options on offense that can contribute and bring more to the table. On second and long, they'll run it. Play is whistled dead up the middle after a gain of a couple. And taking that carry for Placer was Seren Vince, number 25. So third and a couple coming up here for the Hillmen. It looks to be third and 10, or actually third and 11 to be exact. So they get a couple back from the loss on the play on second down. 2:42 to go in the third. The clock running by like smooth butter on a piece of toast right out of the toaster after we have had this running clock. And Joey Montoya has no desire for any big plays. He's just looking to melt as much clock as possible on offense. Grant under center. They're going to give it on the end around. This is Erickson. Erickson looking for blockers. He finds none, and he's finally wrestled down at around the Hillmen 25, and now it'll be fourth down coming up, and Placer will elect to punt. Under 2 minutes to play in the third. Rhea Linda looking to get some kind of points here in the second half. .124 to play here in the third as we get a flag on the field now. Refs trying to sort everything out. Reminder, this game is brought to you by the Mel's Diner. Highway 49, if you're looking for a great place to eat post-game, go to the Mel's Diner. And if you are looking for a great place to get a trophy, I should say, go to Auburn Trophies, the Auburn Trophies and the Greenwich Valley Shopping Center. So the Hillmen up 41, cruising towards a 2-0 start. And it looks like it was a penalty on Realinda. I don't know what the penalty is. They never specified, so it'll be a fresh new set of downs. 1:14 to play here in the third as the running clock has the Hillman just looking to chew as much of it as possible. Grant under center from the Hillman 30. Ball is fumbled, and it looks like Realinda has recovered the ball at the Hillman 30-yard line. So a fumble. It is officially going to be the third turnover of the night for the offense for Placer. There was the Ryan Biller interception. Then there was the fumble. And now you have another fumble. So the Hillman, with 30 seconds remaining here, up 41 points. Realinda looking to get one more play before the clock hits zeros on the end of the third quarter. Cook in the shotgun now from the Hillman 30-yard line. And it's a botched play. Cook nonetheless gets a gain of more than a couple. It looked like he wanted to hand it off to the running back. Running back didn't know what to do, and then Cook was then left in the backfield, and he had to just run it up the middle in order to avoid getting sandwiched by the defense. That'll do it for the third quarter. One quarter left to play. Your Hillman looking to finish things off and go to 2-0. They're up 41 here in Realinda on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Every day we talk to business owners, large and small, about the headaches they face with workman's compensation. The rates keep going up and those audits are a nightmare. Hi, Vince Harris from Homer Insurance. We tie your payroll and your work comp to mitigate much of the auditing issues, and the savings you'll enjoy will amaze you. Call us today at Homer Insurance, 339-7070, and see how much you can save. That number again, 916-339-7070.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
Welcome back. Running clock for your Hillman, 12 minutes to go. They are safely up 41 points here against Realinda on the road, and they are 12 minutes away from getting out of here with a 2-0 start on the season and heading into a matchup with Del Oro undefeated. .53 to go as Cook drops back the pass, has a man downfield, and that pass is broken up on first down. A valiant effort by Bell, who jumped up to grab it. Second down coming up now as Realinda, before the third quarter ended on the botched snap by Grant and company, recovered the fumble. The ball is officially spotted at the Hillman 27. So you think about the most impressive aspect of this team thus far. There's a lot to dive into. The offense obviously has been on a roll. The defense has had its fair share of turnovers forced. And now second, third down coming up here. Hold that thought for a moment. Third and seven with 11:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Now we're going to get a penalty on the Hillman. Clock is still running. The penalty now, encroachment on the Hillman, is going to send that ball to the 22-yard line. So third and six becomes third and one just like that. Cook and company looking to convert here and move the sticks. They're going to run it. And Lygian is going to be stopped just short of the sticks. And it'll be fourth and short coming up. Loss of one for Lygian on the third down run. 10-12 to play, and the clock will still run. But the Hillman, you know, it seems like, you know, you don't want to pick just one spot. They've been rock solid in all facets of the game. And now Quintana will call timeout with 10:03 to play. We'll take a break. Quick commercial break here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, Hillman, up 41.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHIGH Radio. Now, back to the game.
.5 FM, fourth and short coming up now for Rhea Linda. They're down 41 points from the Hillman 22. Cook will send the receiver in motion. They're going to run it to Ligian. Ligian trying to get upfield. He can't, still on his feet. And the Hillman will finally take him down and around the 27-yard line. Placer will convert, get the stop on downs, and with 9:42 to play, Joey Montoya and company in no rush as they look to just keep the chains moving. Ball is going to be at the Hillman 25. This is where this drive starts. It's been Liam Grant and company second stringers so far the rest of the way since the second quarter. Grant going to give it up the middle, and taking this run is going to be Alex Lopez, who is out across the 45 for the Hillman. Gain of 20 for Alex Lopez, and the sticks are moving for Placer. .45 to play here as the clock continues to run. The Hillman up 41 points, and Placer goes into the matchup with Del Oro. Undefeated, 2-0 for the first time in a while, and seemingly one of the teams in the area. Hold that thought. First and 10, they go up the middle. And taking this run is Saren Bentz, who's out across the Rio Linda 45. He's tackled down at the Knight 39, and seemingly just firing on all cylinders. This team can do no wrong as they continue to just manhandle opponent after opponent, albeit only 2 weeks. But if you were making a list of the most impressive teams the last 2 weeks or so, it definitely has been the Hillman on that list, at least in the top 10. As the Hillman continue to milk the clock here, we're under 8 minutes to go. First and 10 from the Rio Linda 42. They're going to run it again, and now officially out across the 40 with that run is number 20, and that is Alex Lopez. 7:39 to play. As Lopez a little shaken up and limping, or trying to limp off the field. Second and 9 now for the Hillman, who will no doubt love the idea of getting out of here at 2-0. They're going to go up the middle to Erickson. Erickson makes one man miss. He's still going out across the 25 and taken down at what looks to be the Rio Linda 21. You know, everyone has played their part. You talk about the big guys, the main guys, but it's the role players who really have stepped up for the Hillman so far this year and have played much as a vital role as the big-time players. And when you have a team that is that deep in depth from top to bottom, that only serves for good vibes heading into the later part of the season. The Hillman so far 2-0 in the month of August and looking to continue that streak going into September. 6:30 to play. The Hillman looking to melt as much time as possible off the clock. This ball is officially spotted at the 23. Grant gives it off the middle. Saren Bentz gets blasted at around the 26. And a gain of a couple as we are officially now under 6 minutes in regulation. Joey Montoya and company with no desire to score the football as of right now. As mentioned, just looking to melt the clock as much as possible. It's been a running clock the entire second half. Second and nine for the Hillman. It's an end around to Erickson. Erickson still going. Stiff arm at the 10. Knocked out of bounds near the 5. So first and goal for the Hillman as Jaden Erickson, who didn't see a lot of time running the rock, but obviously with the way the game got out of hand so early, it has allowed him to get his fair share of reps. The ball officially spotted at the Rio Linda 1. So a gain of 20 and more for Jaden Erickson on that carry. Under 5 minutes to play. Hillman under center. They're going to go to Saren Bentz. Saren Bentz breaks one tackle and walks in. Touchdown, Placer. Hillman, give him 6. Saren Bentz with the score. The Hillman are officially up 47, pending the extra PAT. .352, the extra point is no good, so the Hillman will still remain in the lead 54-7. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, if you need a good trophy, Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area. 3:33 to play. The Hillman up 47 points and safely in the driver's seat tonight. Ball is at the 40-yard line as the Hillman get ready to kick it off. .313 to play in the fourth. And the Hillman will kick it away. This one knocked back at the Rio Linda 15. They get the run, and the play is marked dead at the Rio Linda 25. So Rio Linda will go to 0-2 on the season after losing to Lincoln 51-13. They will lose to Placer most likely, barring a last-second score, 54-7. Hillman at 2-0 after this contest. Close to 2 minutes remaining. Ball at the Rio Linda 27 to start this drive. Cook in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Lygian. Lygian crosses the 25 and is finally upended at the Knight 26. Under 2 minutes to play officially. Ball is at the Rio Linda 27. They give it off to Lygian again. Lygian patient, makes one man miss on the near side. Ball is loose, and Rio Linda recovers it again. It was almost another turnover for Rio Linda. It has just been a night of all these turnovers for the Knights, and the Hillman doing a great job on defense. And we've got about a minute remaining here as the Hillmen getting ready to get back on that bus and go back to Auburn with another win. It has been a great game for Placer so far tonight, to say the least. And now you start getting ready to go play against Delora and what that's going to look like. 2-0 on the year. It has never felt better and never looked better for the Hillmen. 48 seconds remaining, 3rd and 8. Cook on the option, keeps it 35-30 or 35-40. And Cook will be wrestled down. It'll be a first down with 35 seconds remaining. Gain of about 15 there on the run on the option keeper for the quarterback. Rhea Linda will elect to, I'm assuming, play one more play with 20 seconds remaining. As the Hillmen looking to just get off the field with no injuries in the waning seconds. 13 seconds remaining. Ball at the Rhea Linda 39. 9 seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5. Cook gets it off, drops back to pass, goes long to end the game. That one is incomplete, and that will do it. Your Hillmen with an impressive, astounding, commanding 47-point win at Rhea Linda. And they are officially 2-0, win number 2 on the year. And that will do it from here at Rhea Linda. Your Hillmen 54, Rhea Linda 7. We'll be right back with a postgame show here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillmen supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back to your K-High Radio postgame show here on Friday Night Football. Your Hillmen officially winning 54-7. They beat Rhea Linda tonight by 47 points. The majority of the starters were out by the end of the second quarter. And tonight, it was a collective effort. The Hillmen forced more than 3 turnovers on the night. In the process, they go to 2-0. So looking forward for your Hillmen, who are now 2-0, have scored 40 or more in both contests. They will get their first big test, seemingly, of the year as they go to Del Oro, back-to-back weeks 2 and 3. They will go on the road. They play Del Oro on the 6th of September at 7 p.m. That game will be here at KI Radio at 7 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6:45. So your Hillmen are going into that game with a lot of momentum. 2-0 on the year. It should be a great game. Nonetheless, the Hillmen so far have taken care of business. That'll do it from here at Rhea Linda. Keith Joganata signing off for KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. The final score, your Hillmen 54, the Rhea Linda Knights 7. Signing off as always, saying it's always a great day to be a Hillmen. Good night.
Placer Hillmen football has been brought to you on KHI by these great sponsors. Please support them whenever you can. Depot Bay Coffee Roasters, Mackey Heating and Air, Mel's Diner Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, the Roseville Auto Mall, Auburn Trophies, and by Foreman Eye Care. You'll hear every Placer Hillmen game this season right here on 104.5 FM and 950 AM, KHI. Good night, and thanks for listening.